the Searchlight Town Advisory Board, Searchlight Community Center, 200 Michael Window Way, Searchlight Nevada 89046, on this July 9, 2025 at 6 p.m. The agenda items on the agenda may be taken out of order. The board may combine two or more agenda items for consideration. The board may remove an item from the agenda or delay discussion relating to an item at any time. No action may be taken on any matter not listed on the posted agenda. All planning and zoning matters heard at this meeting are forwarded to the Board of County Commissioners Zoning Commission or the Clark County Planning Commission for final action. Please turn off or mute all phone and other electronic devices. Please take all private conversations outside the room. With a 48-hour advance request, assign language interpreters or other reasonable efforts to assist and accommodate persons with physical disabilities may be made available by calling 702-455-3530. Supporting material provided to the board members for this meeting may be requested from Tammy Harris at 702-298-0828. Supporting material will also be available at the Clark County Department of Administrative Services, 500 South Grand Central Parkway, 64, Las Vegas, Nevada 89155. Supporting material is also available on the county's website at clarkcountynv.gov/searchlighttap. The meeting tonight is also recorded and will be available on YouTube. Just search for Searchlight Town Advisory Board or Searchlight Town. That should be ready up online tomorrow. Board Council members, James Allen, Chair, Natalie Jeter, Vice Chair, Kayla McInnes, Donna Moore, Kyle Myers, Secretary Tammy Harris, County Liaison Mark Moskowitz. Meeting is called to order. Let's all stand, please, for the Pledge of Allegiance. Roll call, James Allen, present. Natalie Jeter, not present. Kayla McInnes,
present.
Donna Moore,
present.
Kyle Myers,
present.
Public comment, this is a period devoted to comments by the general public about items on this agenda. No discussion, action, or vote may be taken on this agenda item. You will be afforded the opportunity to speak on individual public hearing items at the time they are presented. If you wish to speak to the board about items within its jurisdiction, but not appearing on this agenda, you must wait until the comments by the general public period listed at the end of this agenda. Comments will be limited to 3 minutes. Please step up to the podiums if applicable, clearly state your name, address, and spell your last name for the record. If any member of the board wishes to extend the length of a presentation, this will be done by the chairperson or the board with majority vote. Approval of minutes for June 11, 2025. Do I have a motion on this?
I'll motion to approve of minutes for June 11, 2025.
And second.
I second the motion.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Any opposed? Motion carried. Approval of minutes for June 25th, 2025. Do I have a motion for this?
Motion to approve of the minutes for June 25th, 2025.
Second, please.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Approval of the agenda for July 9, 2025, and hold, combine, or delete any items for possible action. Do I have a motion on this item?
Motion.
Motion to approve of the agenda for July 9th, 2025.
Second.
I second the motion.
All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Item carried. Informational items, receive a report and updates from the South County Liaison Mark Moskowitz on the upcoming annual back-to-school health and wellness fair scheduled for Saturday, August 2nd, 2025 at the Searchlight Community Center, and any other updates from Clerk Kevin Martin.
Thank you, Chair. We're very excited to announce, we have some flyers in the back and there's a poster board in the front. There's actually two flyers back there, one is for Laughlin and one for Searchlight, but they're both the same event. The one is going to be here in this room Saturday, August 2nd from 1:30 to 3 p.m. It's a great event. We're going to have booster seats. We're going to have CPR demonstrations. Helmets are going to be given away. We're going to have blood pressure screenings. They're going to do dental screenings. So I know everyone's a lot familiar with the dental van. The dental van will be doing its full deployment down in Laughlin that morning just because that one started in the morning. However, they'll be doing screenings here and then scheduling everybody for follow-up appointments. So I know I've talked to some community members. It's a really great resource. Please, please take advantage of it. They will also, they could possibly give vouchers and stuff to go to Boulder City as well. So if it doesn't work with taking, when the dental van does a full deployment. So we'll have people in the room doing the screenings, but we're gonna set up a full Saturday that we'll be able to have the full deployment. And I know people have seen it before, it's pretty awesome. It's about a 16-wheeler, and it truly feels like a dental office on wheels. Like, you walk in and there's a waiting room, there's chairs, like, it's very well done, and the county provides that. So please come, there's gonna be a lot of Clark County resources. Oh, I forgot to mention backpacks. We'll have backpacks and little notebooks and pencils for all the students. So that'll be why supplies last, but please make sure you come and get one, and we'll be very excited to kick it off the beginning of school year. It'll be about, I think, 11 days before the school year starts. So that's our very exciting update with that. One other thing I want to just thank our first responders and fire and Metro and the state police for July 4th for keeping us safe and all of their duty and everything they do. So we had a safe and successful holiday, and I hope everyone enjoyed celebrating. It was a nice time. I have another fun update, I guess. The Cottonwood Cove project, I heard from Public Works early June that late July construction should start. So we'll be having a lot of construction going on Searchlight, which I think is good. It always means there's growth happening, so you'll have a lot of construction. I will get some more information from Public Works, but I think if anything will ever impact a resident, they'll be doing door hangers. So like I always say, just be on the lookout for those. If it does get windy, you see some stuff flying away, make sure you grab them, pick them up. Because that's what they need to notify if they need to have access to the properties and all that. But those are the updates I have from Public Works. So if I hear any more, I will share with the community as well. We have Commissioner Neff's newsletter in the back for July. And this one's a good one this month because we have a little cutout with the Searchlight. A Betterment organization received the T-Mobile grant for $50,000 for the shade structure. So I want to thank everyone. I know Kelly and Devin were there as well. And Searchlight Betterment organization does so much for the community. I'm so glad we can be part of it. I know our office is going to help to cover the last little bit of it, but we're happy we could highlight that. And I've talked to a lot of other organizations, and they've heard about this. It's gone national of how well this group did with the grant. So I want to congratulate the whole team again for doing that. So, and with that, those are all my updates. Yeah.
Let's do a specific round of applause for Michelle Brown.
Yeah.
Receive a report from Metro Police regarding activity and statistics during the past month or other crime concerns.
Hi, my name is Sergeant Gallagher, Gallagher G-A-L-L-A-G-H-E-R. I work at a Laughlin substation. As far as calls for service go for the month, last June compared to this June, the calls were up 5%. It's a difference of basically four calls. There were 40 calls in Searchlight, just a small change. We had six traffic citations, and there's no arrests going down the road here, and the majority of the calls occurred at the Terribles and Searchlight, which is not surprising with all the people coming and going. And that's all I have. Any questions? Thank you.
Questions from the public or the board? Thank you. Next informational item, receive a report from Sergeant Tim Waller with the Nevada Highway Patrol regarding activity and statistics during the last month and other public safety concerns.
Good afternoon. Tim Waller, WAR Sergeant for the Nevada Highway Patrol, Laughlin and Searchlight. For much of June last month, we conducted 459 traffic stops, issued 440 citations, 48 commercial inspections. We had 4 crashes and 5 arrests, with one of those being a DUI. A total of 625 contacts for the entire month. I can tell you that 4th of July, pretty standard, nothing too crazy. We do have another big holiday coming up, and just got some information from my command staff that we're going to bring on some extra people. It gets busy. I know you guys know that. This construction probably won't be done by then, so we're hoping to have a couple extra guys on just to kind of deal with it. But I'm sure everybody up here stays away from the 95 when they can on the holiday weekends. So they got a couple months left on all this out here, but it'll be nice when it's done. Any questions?
Questions from the public? Board? Thank you, and thank you for helping the road safe out there for us. Next informational item, receive a report from Melissa Vandruff with Justice Court regarding statistics and other activities during the past
month. This is Melissa Vandruff, Searchlight Justice Courts, VANDRUFF. For the month of June, we processed 181 civil citations. We had 70 traffic misdemeanor citations, 1 juvenile, and 1 probable cause that we processed. Thank you.
Questions from the board? Okay, thank you, Melissa. Next informational item, receive a report on Las Vegas Valley Water District regarding the status of the water system.
Hi, good evening. Kathy Flanagan, FLANAGAN, and Aaron Gamble.
GAMBLE.
Water use for June 2025 was 6.5 million gallons. In June 2024, water use was 4.7 million gallons. While we did talk to several customers about leaks they had, the majority of that increase was due to the ongoing NDOT project. There were no major breaks or leaks to report. And I did put in the back of the room the Searchlight 2025 water quality report. This is always on our website, but I printed. I had some printed to bring here. And that's all I have, unless you have questions.
Any questions from the public? Questions from the board? Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Next informational item, receive a report from Clark County Water Reclamation District regarding the status of the wastewater system and water usage. And Tommy Moore is going to go over that for us. Thank you.
Statistics for June 2025 treated an average of 45,000 gallons per day, opposed to June of last year, 24, when an average of 425,000 gallons per day. The difference? Destroy the flow of equal gallons per day from last year to this time, so no changes there. The sewer service complaints, there were no sewer service complaints for the month of June. There was no call before you take request. And the influent leak comparison has got the charts. It's on the paperwork in the back room if you want to pick it up. The annual rates look like they are going up for July 25 through July 28. You can also look at those. The annual increase will be approximately 2.75% after 6:30 of 29. Searchlight facility expenses are budgeted within the LWRC operating budget. And there's a graph in the back.
Thank you, Don. Next informational item, receive a report from the Searchlight Betterment Organization regarding current updates.
Michelle Brown, BROWN, 245 East Gavilan Street. So everybody should know by now we had got the T-Mobile grant. for $50,000 for a permanent shade structure over the garden. The order's been placed, and we're awaiting a timeline from the contractor for when it will be completed or when it'll be started. And at the end of the whole construction process, the SBO will be putting on a barbecue and a ribbon cutting so that everybody can come out and enjoy the day and see the new shade structure. And I just want everybody to know that I did not do this grant on my own. I had a ton of help with it. The Office of Federal Assistance, I was on the phone with them constantly through the whole six-month process. Everything that was written in the grant, we all wrote it, and I sent it to them. They did all the punctuation and all the corrections on it. I sent it back to make sure that the wording was correct so we had a better chance of getting this grant. So Shana and those guys were just absolutely wonderful. UNR Extension wrote letters, and Kelly sat in on some of the most horrendous meetings that we probably have ever sat on. And so I had lots of help from them. Stab, you guys wrote me a nice letter. Commissioner Knapp's office. There's a lot of people that were involved in this, and I really want to thank them because it's a big deal. And just so everybody knows, Commissioner Knapp's office, when the plans for the drawings for the shade structure were changed through RPM, the quote changed, and the grant was already submitted. So it went from X amount of money from $50,600-something, it went to $60,000-something. And the Searchlight Betterment Organization had already committed to paying anything over and above the $50,000. And Commissioner Knapp's office came in and said, no, you don't have to do that. So thank you. Tell Commissioner Knapp, thank you very much. So anyway, the shade structure is a really big deal, and I want to thank everybody for participating in it. So we want to thank our sponsors, to the Searchlight Treasures Thrift Store, Equinox Gold, and Chris Duker. And without their support, the SBO wouldn't be here. They fund us almost completely, other than a little few fund makers that we do every year. But without them, we couldn't survive. So anyway, on October 31st, we'll be holding our trunk or treat. And the lineup will be along Lincoln Street, like it always is, starting at 5 p.m. The kids will start coming. I just verified today that we will have the haunted bus again from Silver Rider. And so it's a fun time. Everybody needs to come out and see the kids and pass out candy. And the guys are always there with their chili, so you'll have chili over there too. The Parade of Lights is going to be held on December 22nd this year. Lineup will be at 4:30 p.m. in the Old Carter's Trailer Park. The Santa location is yet to be determined. We will not be doing it here in the community center this year, so Santa will still be handing out gifts to all the kids. We will still have this. We still will be doing something with the teenagers. I'm not sure with Sue retiring if we'll have the Santa bus again this year, but they're still going to get something. So anyway, Santa will be handing out gifts, and there'll be hot chocolate and cookies directly after the parade. But we'll let everybody know ahead of time where that's going to be. And we're planning a parade and a big celebration at the park for the 4th of July next year. It's the 250th anniversary of the signing of the Independence Declaration of Independence. So if anybody is interested in wanting to be part of it or part of the planning, or have an entry in the parade, please contact any of our board members, because we're already planning. We already have things lined up, and it's going to be quite a big deal. So come and join us with it.
Thank you, Michelle. Okay. Questions from the board? Next informational item, receive a report from the Clark County Coordinator of UNR 50 regarding status of programs and upcoming activities.
Kelly Lair, LEHR. And we just completed our six-week summer program for first through eighth grade here at the library yesterday. It was on Tuesdays at 3 p.m. The theme was called Creatures of the Garden, of course, because Devin did some gardening with them, and they made fun snacks with worms and ants and butterflies. She's hoping to excite the little people, also in hosting a junior farmer's market. And it's next week. It's going to coincide with the pink bus that comes along the highway, and she's using it as a fundraiser. She's going to have a day the Monday before. She's going to use that to harvest, and the master gardeners will help out. And then the kids will also get a chance to do a lot of their little crafts, which is what they're going to be selling. So little painted pots and some of the harvesting stuff from the garden. If you haven't seen the garden out back, it's beautiful. So take a peek at that if you can. And so we just kind of want to showcase that with the shade structure coming. It should excite the entire community. And so we want to get the kids on board with that too. So she's really good at throwing that together. She can do a farmer's market in her sleep. So that's what she's going to do. She's going to get the little kids rallied together and the master gardeners, and we're going to pull that together next week. I say we. I'm not going to be here. She's going to do it. I know. After a pleasantly surprising presentation last month of the donation money, and I'm sorry that Eugene's not here because we do have four students enrolled in the Arden Leadership Camp at the end of the month, and that's in Alamo. So by the time everybody registered for the preteen camp, which is what we were hoping for with the scholarships, there were no scholarships left available, and there was no room at the preteen camp. So we did get them into the Arden Leadership Camp, and there's four going, and we're super excited. The kids are going to have a great time. It's going to be hotter than Hades, but they do a pretty good job of keeping the kids cool and rotating them around, and that big lodge up there is gorgeous, and so they'll have a lot of fun things to do up there. Huge thank you to Las Vegas Metro, of course, Chris Jeter, Ribs and Things, just the entire community. That was flabbergasting to me to be given money. I like to spend other people's money. That's why I think I do okay in my position, but when people give it to me, I was a little tongue-tied. So just really wanted to thank everybody for that. And I know the kids are going to enjoy that outdoor curriculum up there. Michelle continues to bring pickleball and watercolor here to the community center. She runs pickleball on Monday, watercolor on Tuesday. The equipment's here to use. It's hot outside and it's cool in here, so you can still get your physical exercise. I encourage anybody to try it. It's not just for adults. Some of the kids, she said, came this last week right before the 4th of July, and they were playing in here too, and we totally want to encourage that. We want them to get some physical exercise. It's free and open to the public. There's flyers in the back. I wrote a note here, Kyle, so I think it's funny, is I read something today that in some place, and I want to say it's Florida, they have done their rumble strips, and if you go 55 miles an hour over the rumble strips, it plays Ode to Joy. So I'm wondering if that could happen when we start doing the new construction. That might be kind of cool. Anyways, that has nothing to do with us. T-Mobile grant, old news but good news. Thanks to Aaron again. Gosh, your crew donates so much, and they're so helpful. From Las Vegas Valley Water District, we just couldn't do it without everybody working together. And I sent them pictures a couple weeks ago, and I know everybody was surprised about just the beauty of it back there. It's fun to watch. Devin and I will begin the junior high school first Lego robotics group again in August. We're going to do the last two Fridays and try and get those kids excited. The theme has come out. It's called Unearthed. And it's about artifacts and discovery, archaeology. And so we're going to brainstorm and talk about what we can do to help get these kids to program their robot to do some different things. We went basic. The robot they built last year was a rammer and a pusher. And so now we want to get those engineer minds going, and we want them to lift and turn and spin things around. So if any of you have a background in that, you know, we'd love to have you. We're hoping for an adult champion, but we're ready to keep going with it. Our fall curriculum meetings for junior high students in elementary school will resume in September. So we want them to kind of get into school and get focused first before we throw out some extra curriculum at them. And so Devin talked to Reed Elementary School. I believe that we are doing the little. She's going to do a science curriculum with them. It's called Science of the Seasons. And she's going to go into the school and teach that, I believe, on Fridays as a guest speaker. And then she will come here after school on Friday and coordinate with me a 4-H Fridays is what we're going to call it. So she will have the littles. I call them the littles. She does way better with the littles than I do. She's going to do garden club with them on Friday. I take the teens. We're going to use, I called it Crazy Chemistry Creations. She's turned it into a mad science lab. So we want to get them excited about chemistry and different things that they can see happening before their eyes with common household products and food. She's put a lot of food into the curriculum too. So we're going to start that in September and put new Healthy Aging Living newsletters in the back for you all for the new month. Michelle thought, because you know that I'm not afraid to ask, UNR Extension has vans, so if that's the way we help the teens get them to Laughlin to shop, then that's what we do. So we'll work together for that, and then of course we're up for 4th of July because we're always up for a party. All right, any questions for me?
Questions from the public?
All right. Happy 4th, everybody. Late 4th.
Thank you, Kelly. Next informational item, received a report from Tyler Young, the Searchlight Library, regarding current and upcoming programs. I don't see.
I have a quick update. He let me know he wasn't going to be able to be here tonight. The only big thing is this Saturday, July 12th at 12 p.m., is going to be the magic show in the library. So please attend if you can. He's very excited for it.
Thank you, Mark. Next informational item, receive a report from Kyle Myers regarding current road conditions and public works concerns.
Not allowed to report this month. There was a street light on the 95 fixed right outside of the El Rey Motel. That's been out for a couple years. I think public works and MDOT for taking care of that. And any questions or concerns?
I have a question, and maybe Mark can help shed some light too. I was wondering on how often our street sweeper comes out, because it seems like within the last month, our trash truck maybe has a bad seal, and there's a couple piles all at every single house where they're dumping.
Okay. So I don't know the schedule, but we can definitely reach out to Public Works. I know it's they have a schedule. I know I'm the same way. I'm like, hey, when the street sweeper go down my street, and they try to remember what day it is. I also will try to reach out to Public Services to let them know that there might be an issue. So, and I would say also you guys can always as well just reach out to them, I think, in the app and let them know like there's either a missed pickup or like something was dropped.
Yeah.
Because I've had that before too, where give a story one time they yanked and they like launched the whole bin and it was all destroyed. So we get those a lot, but that's really good. We'll let them know there might be an issue. What day is your trash day?
Friday.
Okay.
Friday.
Perfect.
And you'll follow up with the street sweeper schedule if you're...
Yes, unless you want to talk somewhere, I can...
I'll go for it.
Okay.
Thank you.
Any other questions or concerns? Public Works? Thank you.
Well, thank you, Kyle. Planning and zoning issue, non-general business, non-comments by the general public, period devoted to comments by the general public about matters relevant to the board's jurisdiction will be held. No discussion, action, or vote may be taken on this agenda item. Comments limited to 3 minutes. Please step up to the speaker's podium. If applicable, clearly state your name, address, spell your last name for the record. If any member of the board wishes to extend the length of the presentation, this will be done by the chairperson or the board by majority vote. Comments by the general public? All right, next meeting date will be August 13th, 2025. Meeting is adjourned.